Now, one place sure to be spick and span with no popcorn on the theater floors is Karlovy Vary and the International Film Festival, now in its 43rd year. On Monday, we reported about Robert De Niro's visit to the West Bohemian spa city. Now we bring you up to date on a Czech production in official competition. Monday saw the world premiere of Night Owls, one of two Czech films in this year's competition. The movie was directed by Oscar-nominated animator Michaela Pavlatova, and it stars the young Czech talents Marta Isová and Jiří Mátl. In the run-up to the big screening, Rosie Johnston caught up with the director on the terrace at the spa town's Hotel Thermal. She started by asking the director what it meant to her to have made the festival's official selection.
To be nominated to competition in Karlovy Vary, this is already the award for me. And when people ask me if I expect anything, I don't, because it already came. And I really enjoy those 3 or 2 months when we were announced that we will be in Karlovy Vary, because then I was in some cloud of happiness. And reality cannot be better than those 3 months.
While you're in Karlovy Vary, are there a couple of films yourself that you would quite like to go and see?
This year I don't have much time, but I have seen Michel Gondry, Be Kind, Rewind, and which I really like him, because he has something similar with myself. Something similar, it means a background, that he has these animated elements in his film, in his films. And I must say that I admire him, that he is able to keep that elements of animation still in his films, because I'm trying to find the way how to do it myself. But it's so difficult, because it's always some kind of stylization. And usually it you must have a special kind of script that you can include some animation. And he did it, and what I like about it so much is that everything is homemade. It's the same way how I'm working, that I'm not working with computers. And simplicity and invention of his films, I like it.
You're presenting your film tonight to, well, the general public. Are you feeling quite nervous about it, or are you really looking forward to it?
I feel both. I feel very excited, very nervous. I think that I may fail, or maybe not. And on the other hand, I really love the sound of dozens of cameras, because it brings you feeling that your film is important and that you are on the big important film festival. And it's a nice feeling for the whole crew to stay there, and when there is so many photographers, and for 1 minute you feel that you feel like a star.
You have been involved in film now for so many years, maybe first of all through animation and now and via documentary, now in feature film. This is not your first visit to Karlovy Vary. How are you enjoying and experiencing it this year, and how does it just compare to in the past?
I think that it's always easier to come without the film and to be just a normal audience and to enjoy films. But this year, it's very special. I think that I will never forget this year. And I think that the next year, when I will come like the normal audience, I will enjoy it even much more. But it's nice to be for a couple of days in the middle of attention.
The director Michaela Pavlatova talking there about the Karlovy Vary Film Festival and what it's like to get the red carpet treatment. She was speaking to Rosie Johnston. Karlovy Vary, what an amazing festival, and what a fantastic town. If you do visit the Czech Republic, it is a must. And after hitting the spas or the pool, I challenge you to find that bar, if it still exists, where they seem to play nothing. Nothing but Queen and Freddie Mercury, that is. I have very good memories of that one bar and one night. Of course, we'll have more from Rosie Johnston from Karlovy Vary tomorrow.